Good afternoon, performers and staff of American Fork High School. My name is Austin Green from Raleigh, North Carolina. It's my pleasure to welcome you to the prelims at St. George, Utah Regional for Band of America. I'll be with you the captain of Visual Performance Ensemble. Hope you have a great run. Good luck.
Imitation Game by Alexander Desplat. This is Burke from How to Train Your Dragon by John Powell and Spiritual Planet by Recovery Hope and God. Fans of America is proud to present, in preliminary performance, drum majors Kara Cannon, Mackenzie Rugg, Eric Freitas, and Emily Rogers, and the American Fork High School Marching Band.
All right, here we go. Strong initiation of unison efforts as you come out of your collage texture development from the pre-show. Good understanding of shape and space as you create line from texture here. Strong articulation from weapons here as we introduce segmentation. I think it's conversation side to side in a relationship as well. Performers have great confidence in what's being asked of them. They make everything look quite easy, so it speaks to the compatibility of the skill set throughout the ensemble. Musical writing and segmentation and the flag work, and then accentuating in unison with the punctuation of the chord at the end. Appreciate the integration of the guard throughout. Even though its basic skill sets is performed at a moderately high level. Good control of space, low brass as they deal with form intrusion on stage left. Good job, weapons, for filling that phrase. Interesting how you develop texture and density through the use of negative space. Yeah, you created a whole idea out of just texture and negative space, moving the density from side one to side two, creating a sense of focus. Excellent clarity within the rotating boxes, within the woodwinds. Good job training. Good job understanding form. Transition of slow to fast within the low brass was slightly challenging to the integrity of the lines as they transfer across. And you just need to define whether or not that's foot or center and that cover down before they go into the double time, and you'll be good to go. Integration of color guard strong here. The gradation of color through the flag gets so much texture as it overlays the linear relationships in the winds. Yeah. I do create linear relationships, going from that curvilinear straight into the angularity, into that divided space filled by the color guard. Smart use of form intrusion to get the swing flags off, leaving the dance ensemble performing well mid-stage. Great sense of logic. Wow, the unity is very strong in all of this. Had to do some slight logistical reordering to get the trombones and clarinets out of there, but the performers masked it well with their accuracy of performance and uniformity of style projection all the way up to the top. Cleared that stage really well for the drums. Control space, flat battery. Yeah, integration here really strong for the weapons. Just don't get their early rifles. Stay with the snares and tenors. Only at the most advanced step sizes and at this upper tempo do I see any minor lapses in uniformity and projection of style. But they're all recovered well and they're dealt with in a professional manner. As we move deeper into the production, there are some minor lapses in control of space, especially in tubas, little brass land. But the recovery demonstrates their understanding of the overall form responsibilities. Yeah, well done, soloist. Some slight functionality getting the guard through. And the place I see it is just whether or not they control the space as they pass through the winds and battery there. But of course, the overall vertical orchestration is a strength of the moment, and therefore it's a worthwhile trade. You do an outstanding job of zooming out and in for us on the full scope and scale of the stage. Getting us to look center at a moment, then zooming us out, and then bringing us back into the center. Very good job from a design team. Performers, excellent job. Make sure that in the larger, more advanced efforts, you do the work at the beginning of the phrase and the initiation of the phrase. Is that change from static or minor effort to a significant or larger effort or the initiation of that large effort, either at a high tempo or large step size, so that you can continue it later. But that initial change of effort is what requires the most physical strength and agility. Hope my comments are helpful to you. Thank you so much for your performance.